Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Six individuals who assaulted me as I did my job on January 6th, as did hundreds of other law enforcement officers, will now walk free.
Former D.C. police officer Michael Fanone says he feels betrayed by President Donald Trump pardoning 1,500 January 6th rioters, including those charged with violent attacks on police. The pardoned leaders of two extremist groups sentenced to decades in prison for trying to overthrow the government were released Tuesday. A coalition of blue states and civil rights groups are suing the new administration, challenging an executive order to end birthright citizenship. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says the right is included in the Constitution, and by threatening it, Trump is setting a terrifying tone.
The president chose to start his second term by knocking down one of our country's foundational, longstanding rights and disregarding our nation's governing document.
If allowed to stand, Trump's order would deny citizenship to the more than 150,000 children born annually to undocumented parents in the U.S. The new president has imposed a federal hiring freeze and stripped employment protections from tens of thousands of agency workers. Trump has also charged an outside efficiency commission with slashing the government workforce. Jackie Simon is with the American Federation of Government Employees.
I don't really think that that commission and all that rhetoric has anything to do with efficiency. I think it's really sort of a Trojan horse for mass outsourcing and privatization.
Confirmation hearings continued Tuesday for UN representative and VA secretary. Meanwhile, defense pick Pete Hegseth is disputing a sworn affidavit from his ex-sister-in-law claiming he was abusive to his second wife. The affidavit does resemble criticisms his mother made in a letter to him, which she subsequently repudiated. The new administration has revoked an executive order from President Joe Biden, which called for federal agencies to promote voter registration. Oklahoma Republican Congresswoman Stephanie Bice says agencies like the Small Business Administration should stick with helping Main Street.
I think the SBA should be focused on their sole mission. I think the Department of Education should be focused on fixing their failed FAFSA rollout and not focused on registering voters.
The website reproductiverights.gov was taken down just hours after Trump took office. The site was created after the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade and explained which health plans cover birth control under the Affordable Care Act. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey says she's not surprised.
We want to make sure that women have access to the health care that they need in the state, including reproductive health care, and that we continue to protect our providers.
I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.